2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hi, neighbor. I like you. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know what we're going to do today, boys and girls? Well, today, I'm going to talk about the number three. Mm-hmm. Sure. Did you know that the number three is a magic number? Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Do you know that all sorts of things come in threes, boys and girls? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's the Three Stooges. They come in threes, huh? Mm-hmm. Sure. And then there's French hens that, in that Christmas song, they come in threes too, huh? Mm-hmm. Sure. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. I can't keep a straight face doing this. I can't. I just can't. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. Do you like that song, neighbor? Me neither. I don't like it either. Did you know that when I hear Lionel Richie sing that song, Three Times a Lady, did you know that I just want to shove a pencil in my left ear? Did you know that, neighbor? Sure you did.
Okay, Top Gun, this is my first quiz of the week and my first quiz of the morning.
It's my first quiz of the morning
and of the week.
My first quiz of the day.
It's my first quiz of the day and of the week.
My first quiz of the morning.
Of the morning and of the week.
My first quiz of the day
and of the week. Okay, let's see. Your category on the Top Gun quiz. Category is call signs. Call signs. In the movie, Top Gun. I'm just making this up as I go along here. In the movie, Top Gun, Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, right? Tom Cruise. His call sign was Maverick. Val Kilmer. He played the character Tom, what was his last name? What was it? Kazansky. Tom Kazansky. His sign was Iceman. What about Kelly McGillis? Kelly McGillis played Charlotte Blackwood. You remember that? Yeah, Charlotte Blackwood. She worked in the Department of Defense, or worked for the Department of Defense. And remember, she had a little thing going with Maverick, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
In the movie. What was her call sign? Was it A, Floozy? B, her call sign was Easy? C, Charlie, or D, Sugar Lips. Okay, call me. Call me when you get a minute. Have I said good morning, sunshine, yet? Have I? We don't have the good morning sunshine jingle today? Well, let's encourage everybody to get up and get with it.
Good morning. Let's rise and shine.
Okay, I want to ask one question. Just one question, Komodoff. Just one question. And one question only, please. Here's the question. So when they have meetings where you work, they do have meetings, correct? When they have meetings where you work, does anything really ever get accomplished? No, really. What is it today? Today is, what is it, National Meeting Appreciation Day or something? National Meeting Awareness Day. No, it's National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. That's what it is. Whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, but whatever it is, I say meetings are hardly ever helpful. Are they? No, I'm serious. Think about this. How many times after a meeting where you work do you come out of the meeting saying to yourself, well, that's an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back? You say that every time. Let me ask you something. Whoever they are, do they really think that those hour-long or longer meetings do any good? Yes, they do. But we know different. I think this is what I think. I really do think this. I think a meeting at work should be under 10 minutes. Okay, think about that. If daily meetings were 10 or 15 minutes long, people would actually look forward to them. And they would, you know, they wouldn't mind going to them, right? Well, maybe not. One more thing. No one, I mean no one, should ever be forced to go to a meeting on Monday, okay? Call me this morning when you get a minute, 470-570 or 670-1035. Call me and let's talk about the meetings where you work, okay? Now, I want to start with anyone who works at a place where they never have any meetings. And then I'm going to ask you the next question. If you work at a place that never has any meetings, then I want to ask you, do they have any openings? Utah's Classic 103.5. The Arrow. John Carter's Morning Show, live today from the Dan Barron from Harriman Arrow Morning Studios. He was so excited to know that he had studio attribution as my first phone caller of the morning. And he was excited because his neighbors will listen. They'll hear it. And they'll go, that's our neighbor. We know Dan. Ah. I don't know what they'll say when they hear his name, but Dan Barron from Harriman, you are blessed today with studio attribution. So, you know, come on down later if you want. You can come down and, I've mentioned this before, anybody who gets studio attribution can come down and, you know, bring a claw hammer or an axe or something and just, you know, wreck the place if you want. You're free to do whatever you want to do. You own the studios. They're yours. You can come down and, you know, hang up pictures of the family, whatever you want to do. You know, rip out the walls. Don't do that. I would encourage you not to do that, but you can do whatever you want because your studios are yours. These studios are the Dan Barron from Harriman Studios, but only until about 8:45, okay? And now, this is the story about the Big Mac guy I was teasing earlier this morning. This is the story you have to hear if you want to bounce back here at 8:45. Just call me then. You can score concert tickets for Aerofest with Styx and Joan Jett and Tesla at USANA Amphitheater coming up on June 4th. And I'll personally put you in to win the Rock and Roll Flyaway to Las Vegas for Mother's Day. Wouldn't that be nice to give her that little something for Mother's? Hi, honey. Guess what I won from the Arrow? We're going to Vegas, and we're flying. So this is a story from my John Carter file, and the file is labeled, Why Would You Do That? It's kind of a new thing I'm doing. Why would you do that? So in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, 64-year-old Don Gorski, here's what he did, or here's what he's done. He has eaten 30,000 Big Macs. That's almost one every day for 46 years. No, it's true. I mean, you can't make up this crap. Don ate his first Big Mac back in 1972. This was at the same McDonald's where he chowed down his 30,000th Big Mac. And he's only missed about 8 days in between. That includes a day back in 1982 when a snowstorm shut down the restaurant. As well as the day his mom died back in 1998. She requested I not eat a Big Mac on the day that she died in remembrance of her. That's what Don said. Wow, that's a lot of Big Macs. Again, you cannot make up this stuff. Gorski also notes that he has OCD, which has led him to catalog thousands of receipts and wrappers and containers all over the course of more than four decades. And he doesn't appear to be suffering from the cause whatsoever. Ellen DeGeneres evidently had his cholesterol checked back in 2003 when he was on the show and came up with 140. That's pretty good. You know, if your cholesterol is at 140, that's probably pretty good. And I think he ran a marathon that year also, with Big Mac number 21,387 in his hand. So after consuming number 30,000th Big Mac, he took one for the road and he said, quote, maybe I'll be eating it when I catch myself on the news. Who knows? So, based on this information, folks, I, John Carter, took the time to break it down for you on the 30,000th Big Macs, or the 30,000 Big Macs that the dude ate. He ate 30,000 Big Macs. Can you believe that? I did some serious research on this whole thing as to what old Dan has run through his system over the years. So 30,000 Big Macs, here we go. Just so you know, that equates to, and I'm just going by what they say in the McDonald's Big Mac jingle, you know, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I don't think they sing that anymore on the media, but anyway, if you base it on that, that equates to, if he's eaten 30,000 Big Macs, that equates to 60,000 all-beef patties, almost 20 gallons of special sauce, approximately 200 heads of lettuce, 65 pounds of cheese, 60,000 pickle slices, because don't they put two on each one? I think they do. Approximately 400 onions and 60,000 sesame seed buns. Not to mention, how many sesame seeds would that be? That's a lot of sesame seeds. I'll tell you, if I were Don's colon, I'd be begging to get out. Yeah. That's correct, or that's a crock. We have a player, I believe. Who is this? What's your name?
This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. I'm glad you called. Welcome to the Arrow Morning Show. Where are you from and stuff and that and everything?
Witchcraft.
Okay. Well, we can't hold that against you, I guess. So, Jeannie.
No.
Tickets for the Utah Symphony, and this could be your next date night, you know, if you want to go there. It's Rachmaninoff 2. Did you ever see Rachmaninoff 1?
No, I didn't.
I missed it, too. This will be May 25th at Bravenel Hall. Plus, we're going to get you tickets for Cirque du Soleil at the Maverick Center on That's Correct or That's a Crock. You know how the game goes, right?
Right, I do.
Okay, it's, you know, yes or BS, true or false, Jeannie, that kind of thing, fact or fiction, it's all pretty much the same, but when you respond at the end of my little nougat of knowledge, I prefer you say, John, that's correct, or John, that's a crock. Are we clear?
Yes, we are clear.
Okay, I'll just cack up a nougat of knowledge. Jeannie, this will be a mindless morsel of minutia, a trite, trivial, tiddly bit. You just need to decide if I'm giving you the straight dope to the worst of your knowledge, or if I'm just, you know, blowing smoke up your proverbial wazoo and just, you know, dinking around with you, okay?
All right, got ya.
Buckle up, Jeannie. Here we go. Women, Jeannie, as you know, are more emotional overall than men. You know that, right?
Right.
It's due, this is why women are more emotional. It's due to a part of the brain called the amygdala. And let me spell that for you, okay? It's A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A, the amygdala. That's the part of the brain involved in producing emotion. And in women, that part of the brain is bigger. Is that correct, or is that a crock?
John, that's a crock.
And are you sure, Jeannie? Would you like to phone a friend?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you are correct. It's an absolute utter crockola.
Oh.
Okay, here's the story, Jeannie. Just so you know, higher levels of testosterone in boys and men generally cause greater levels of aggression, competition, self-assertion, and self-reliance than in women. Furthermore, the amygdala, which is the part of the brain I mentioned there involving producing emotion, is typically larger in males, resulting in more aggressive, uncontrollable behavior and emotions. By the way, amygdala, I just love her new album.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Incredible stuff, and I think she's going to be up in Park City in concert here pretty quick here. Okay, you've won. I've got tickets for you for the symphony.
Thank you.
Plus, we're going to hook you up with the other aforementioned stuff, tickets for Cirque du Soleil at the Maverick Center. Jeannie, I told you this was going to be really easy for you today.
Yeah.
On That's Correct or That's a Crock.
Woo-hoo.
It's to get you to work with a song in your heart, a smile on your face, and a pork chop in your pants. All right, I touched on it earlier on National, what is this, National Meeting Awareness Day? What is it? Or whatever it is today. No, it's National, sorry, it's National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. I wonder how many meetings they had to have to come up with that day. But they had a bunch. Hey, I got an idea. Let's have a meeting and come up with a day about meetings. Should we do that? Let's do that. Yeah, that's a good idea, huh? Everybody come to the meeting, and we'll try and figure out a day set aside that we can talk about meetings. But I do want to talk about meetings. I want to talk about that which everybody looks forward to next. That's the next meeting. Nobody looks forward to that. How many meetings do you have to go to this week? That's my question.
Nine. I have nine meetings a week.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That's too many.
I know that. That's why they're non-productive.
Okay. Out of the nine meetings, you say how many are productive?
One.
Okay. Now, which one on which day of the week is more productive? Is the one on Friday?
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Okay. Why is that one the most productive?
Because that's the meeting that involves actually what I do.
What do you do?
I'm a contract.
Okay. How many people in the meeting? I'm just curious.
12.
Do they have to get you to those meetings, like, by offering, you know, donuts and bagels?
I wish. They're boring.
I know. This is just incredible. I mean, I just think overall, you know, when it comes to business meetings, we just have too many meetings. Now, take, for instance, our salespeople here at the Arrow. You know, they should. This is what I think. I think our executive salespeople, they should be out selling stuff or, you know, shaking the bushes instead of going to meetings.
Or have the meetings outside to be more productive.
Hey, there you go. That's a good suggestion. What's your name?
Gerald.
Gerald, it's wondrous of you to call.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too now. Bye-bye now. I guess I'll see you in one of the meetings later this week, huh? From Channel 5, we've got Andrew Wittenberg in here with a quick update. News you can use. Good morning, Drew.
Yeah, good morning to you, John, here on a Monday morning. How was the weekend?
Pretty good. Yard work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stiff.
That grass really starting to spring up, huh?
Well, this time it was tilling and, you know, pulling weeds. What's that stuff you put down to prevent weeds?
Weed killer?
No, it's the little, it looks like it's a granular thing.
Fertilizer?
No, it's that weed.
Insect repellent?
It's that stuff you put down to prevent weeds from germinating.
Oh, I don't know.
But guess what? It doesn't do any good.
It doesn't do any good anyway.
I'll be picking them by July.
Yeah. Yard work for me, too, over the weekend. But here are a couple of headlines here. First, John, look at this. The FBI and Bureau of Indian Affairs now looking into a man suspected in a shooting in Fort Duchesne. This is interesting. They say Bradley James Moore is armed and dangerous. They're also urging neighbors in the Yellowstone Indian Bench area to lock their doors, be on high alert as well. They're looking into that shooting there, so that's something. Also this morning, a JetBlue flight from Puerto Rico to Tampa was forced to make an emergency landing after its outer windshield shattered in midair. Another case of broken windows for an airline. They don't know exactly what caused it. Fortunately, the plane was able to make an emergency landing in Fort Lauderdale. Scary stuff, the image of it. Looks like a rock went through the windshield or something, but there are no rocks up at 30,000 feet. Pretty wild story.
We talked
there.
About this earlier. There couldn't have been a bird up there either, right?
No, I mean, they don't fly that high.
Yeah.
So pretty interesting mystery there.
Just the cabin pressure? Or
something, yeah. They maybe think a bird hit it at lower elevation, and then the pressure from being up there at 30,000 feet or something may have caused it to crack. I don't know. Still waiting for answers there. Also this morning, the deadline looming for President Trump to make a decision on the Iran nuclear deal. It's coming up on May the 12th. And new this morning, the UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is now lobbying the White House to save the treaty, saying it would be a mistake to walk away from it. So we'll be watching that for the rest of this week as well. And also what we're watching in Hawaii. Boy, how scary is this? Have you seen all of that lava flowing?
It's just horrible. You cannot stop it.
Yeah, Mount Kilauea, the eruption there of that volcano. Now these fissures keep popping out miles away from the actual volcano. They've got 11 fissures that have popped open. Lava is just spewing out. 26 homes now damaged or destroyed altogether.
Was the earthquake they had on Friday, was that related? Or
Yes, they believe they're all tied in somehow. They don't know exactly what is causing the buildup of pressure, but they believe those earthquakes are the precursors to the pressure coming up and out.
That was a 6.5
like
or something?
It was a big one for sure. And also the Utah Jazz, finally, they dropped one on the chin again last night, 100-87 to the Houston Rockets. Kind of a bad weekend here at home. The Jazz lose big on Friday and then not very impressive yesterday. They now go back to Houston to try to get another win in the series down in Texas. But down 3-1, not likely that they're going to win this series from here. Only 11 teams in NBA history have done it before.
But the good news is they're really doing well down at BYU with women's table tennis.
Oh,
yeah. The table tennis tournament, I think they're fifth or something.
Is that right?
Yeah, so there's some good news
they're
there.
Doing well there.
I didn't even know they had table tennis at BYU.
This is a revelation to me as well.
Thanks for coming up.
All right, John, have a good one. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Back tomorrow. He will be here. It is 8:17. That's Andrew Wittenberg from KSL5. It's radio with pictures if you want to go have a look at him. He's a good-looking feller. So A croc bites off your arm. I guess the wedding is canceled, right? You got a wedding plan and a crocodile bites off your arm. The wedding is canceled or postponed. No, that's not the case. Here's the story. A couple attacked by a crocodile in Zimbabwe wasn't about to let a little thing like having an arm bitten off ruin their wedding day. Oh, no. Jamie Foxx, no, not that Jamie Foxx, somebody else, and his fiance, Zanelle Nedlovu, they were canoeing on a river called the Zambezi River. That's one of Africa's longest rivers, when a crocodile attacked them. Vicious crocodile attacked them. That was back on April 30th. Zanelle lost her right arm, and she suffered injuries to her left hand. 5 days later, they got married in a hospital chapel. Fox said, "We were just glad we still had our lives and we managed to keep our wedding date, although we did have to do it in a much smaller venue. You see, the celebrations went ahead at the original venue, but Zanelle and I had to remain at the hospital." He described the wedding as incredible. The Victoria Falls Guide, a travel website, describes canoeing on the Zambezi River above the Victoria Falls. This is a quote: "It's the perfect activity for those who not only want to see the abundant bird and animal life, but also want to experience the peace, tranquility, and beauty of the Zambezi River." Turns out, not so much for everybody. Zanelle was discharged from the hospital on Monday. Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the thing, folks. They don't tell you that kind of stuff in the travel guide. They don't tell you that hungry, vicious crocodiles roam the swamps ready to attack you at any given moment. So enjoy your canoeing experience on the Zambezi. And keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times and have fun. Quick update for your 8 o'clock hour from KSL 5. It's Andrew Wittenberg. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, John, here on a Tuesday. First, a look at some local headlines here. And now the search is on for a person of interest following the death of a 15-year-old girl. Police now discovered this teen's body in Salt Lake during a welfare check on Monday. The person of interest they want to talk to about it, 24-year-old Sean French. Police don't believe he's a threat to the public, but they are warning folks to stay away. Don't approach him if you see him. Just call police. They are looking for him right now. Not many other details, though, into the death of this teenager here in Salt Lake City. We'll keep our eyes on it today and follow up for you. Meantime, it could be sometime before the lava stops flowing from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. You've seen this, John? It's pretty wild video.
Crazy videos all over, man.
New numbers in overnight indicate 35 buildings, 26 homes have been destroyed. They've got 12 fissures which are open, these cracks in the earth, lava just pouring out.
Yeah.
No end in sight there. More earthquakes, which could trigger more eruptions later today. So we're keeping our eyes on that for
sure. Crazy,
as well,
too, to see this happening in such a beautiful place.
That so many Utahns visit on such a regular basis.
Yeah.
We've heard from a number of families that are there, and you just see this lava flowing. It's almost strange just to see the amount of it. I mean, we've seen volcanic eruptions before in Hawaii, but this is just interesting. It's so close to these homes, so we're watching that as well.
Is that that's the world's most active volcano?
Is that right? I believe so. Yeah, I've heard something along those lines. So we're watching that. Also, President Trump today unveiling his plans for the future of the Iran nuclear deal. Many of his advisors are urging him to kill it, while allies say around the world to stay in it. Iranian officials wake up this morning with a warning more problems are possible if the U.S. backs out of it. We anticipate an announcement at noon our time from the president today, so we'll be watching that. New survey is out, a new AAA survey showing 20% of Americans plan to buy an electric car with their next car purchase. What say you, John Carter?
I just don't know. I'm just not sold. And here's another thing. We were talking about that last hour. I'm a truck guy.
Yeah.
And I've got that Silverado from Riverton Chevrolet.
Another $30 in the bank account for you.
$30 right there I just made. But, you know, do they have electric trucks?
Do they? I don't know that I've ever seen one. I know Tesla is marketing a truck right now that they're coming out with in the coming years, but not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sold on it.
15% last year said they would, 20% this year, so it looks like the trend is rising for electric cars. And speaking of the trend rising, well, the trend may be going in the other direction for the Utah Jazz. They are down 3-1. Their backs are firmly planted against the wall for tonight. Game 5 in Houston against the Rockets. Jazz fending off elimination, hopefully. Tip off set for 6 p.m. Go Jazz, of course, but they've got a big, big hill to climb if they want to try to get back in this thing. They need to win tonight and then win later this week back in Salt Lake to force a Game 7.
Yeah.
You're talking about a tough task, winning 3 consecutive games, 2 of which would be on the road against the top team in the Western Conference. Yikes.
It's a good thing it's not the best of five.
Yeah, that's right.
We'd be packing up.
Over with by now. So hopefully they can get a big win tonight on the road and come back to Salt Lake for Game 6.
They can do it. Come on, guys. Thanks for coming.
All right, my friend. We will see you tomorrow.
From Channel 5. Follow him on 5 Millions Do. I don't know anybody in my... I don't know anybody that I know, and I know a lot of people, that doesn't watch KSL 5. And I don't know anybody that doesn't know Andrew Wittenberg. Arrow, I know you want to win all that free crap. I know you want to finish it off. I know you listen to the Arrow. And my contestant on Finish It Off for today, whom is it?
It's Wendy again.
Hi, Wendy. Wendy again, did you call earlier on something or have you played before on Finish It Off?
Both.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mill Creek.
Okay, when you played before, what did you win, Wend?
I won tickets to a hockey game once, and the next time I won tickets to Sticks and Tesla.
Okay, and that was on Finish It Off, so you nailed the song with lyrical perfectitude, huh?
Yeah, we did Air Supply and Barry Manilow.
Oh, okay. On the Air Supply song, did we do, I'm all out of love, I'm so lost without you. I like that song. Actually, I don't.
Yes.
So, Wendy, you like lyrics then. Are you pretty good with the words to songs? Say yes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Here's how Finish It Off plays out. Just, you know, for those that may not know, I will sing, Wendy, and then let me take this opportunity to apologize in advance for that, because when I sing...
Yeah, I sang with you before, no?
Well, when I sing, you know, look, it's no secret. It's pretty brutal to listen to, but it's all part of the fun. Listen, I'll sing, Wendy. I'll stop very abruptly during the crappy singing. You merely finish it off where I left off. Do you understand the rules as I've explained them using my lips?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and again, you must finish it off with lyrical perfectitude. Your song categories include crappy songs from the 70s, even crappier songs from the 80s, or my John Carter super secret surprise mystery category, and that could be, you know, anything. That could be like John Denver, the Bee Gees, Glenn Campbell, One Hit Wonders, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Let's do a really, really crappy songs of the 80s.
Oh, you want the utterly crappier songs from the 80s?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
This is, I'm going to be kind and generous to you today, Wendy, and tell you this is The Glory of Love from Peter Cetera from one of those award-winning Karate Kid movies, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Tonight is very clear as we're both standing here. There's so many things I want to say. Let's cut right to the chorus on this one, shall we, Wendy?
Okay.
I am a man who would fight for your honor. I'll be the hero.
You've been dreaming of.
I'll be the hero that you're dreaming of. A winner!
Thank you. And some of my delivery was not perfectitude.
Well, you're close enough. What did you say?
You've been dreaming of.
It's actually, I'll be the hero you're dreaming of, but close enough. So we'll live forever knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. Okay, for extra morning show bonus points, tell me the lead singer who sang that song, the male singer.
The lead singer was Peter Cetera.
That's Peter Cetera. Peter Cetera, and what about the female singer? Wasn't it Cyndi Lauper? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Wendy, you're a winner. Thanks for calling. Hey, winner, nice job.
Thank you
for finishing it off, and I'm happy to announce, folks, that only one song today was utterly butchered on the Finish It Off game.
Yes, it was.
Have you missed my old buddies, you know, Timmy and the Bible Brothers? Remember those guys? Hi, I'm Timmy. Remember that? Remember that little Timmy guy? Hi. And then Pop would come in and, I don't know, tell him he's stupid or something. I don't know. He didn't do that. Did Pop ever call Timmy dumb? Oh, he did, yeah. Anyway, if you've missed Timmy, the Bible Brothers, say hallelujah! And our old friend Mr. Twister, if you've missed those guys over the years, there's some good news. They are now living forever, digitally on the Arrow app. Download the 103.5 Arrow app, and you can get that on iTunes or Google Play or other locations, other places. And you can catch up with the complete cast of wacky characters from, I don't know, when did we play that stuff? 80s? 90s? I don't know. 70s? Was I around in the 70s? Yes, I was. It's the Arrow app. If you download that now, you can hear all that stuff. It's all thanks and powered by WCF Insurance.